This is Hard to Handle by Kay Bromberg, narrated by Emma Wilder and Jacob Morgan.
Prologue. Hunter.
You have no clue what you're talking about.
Rage fires as I stare at my agent and verbally reject every rebuke he's throwing at me while silently agreeing he's right.
I don't.
He yells.
What the hell was that stunt then? Fighting against the opposition is one thing, Hunter, but punching your own damn teammate? Is it that he's my teammate or that he's another one of your clients you're trying to pimp and sell to the next highest bidder? My guess is it's that. My gut tells me it's because he's your newest golden ticket to a higher commission, and since the press already caught wind of the fight, that pristine reputation of his might be a little tarnished.
I shift on my feet and move a step closer. Ever stop to think how the press already knows? Huh? Ever think that maybe Dyson picked a fight with me, staged the bullshit so he could get his name out there on social media? It's hard to live up to your self-proclaimed Wonderboy status when someone like me outperforms him every damn night, hands down, and steals what he thinks are his headlines. What is it they say? No press is bad press? Seems to me like he's looking to play off that.
Finn Sanderson chews his lip as he stares at me. His hair, his clothes, his everything are in their usual styled perfection. But there's a flicker of uncertainty in his expression that I can't quite read. His dark eyes never leave mine as they stare and assess and scrutinize. He draws in a deep breath and purses his lips as the silence falls stagnant.
What's going on with you, Hunter?
Here we go again.
What do you mean, what's going on with me?
Exactly what I asked. What the hell is going on with you? You're about to smash three long-standing records within a ridiculously short time frame. That's unprecedented. You used to play with finesse and poise, and now you play like a feral cat about to...
About to what? Seek and destroy? Why does it matter? My numbers are better than ever.
I was going to say you play like a man ready to win at all costs, even if those costs include collateral damage.
Sometimes winning requires that.
His chuckle is low and condescending at best.
At what expense, though? Your teammates, your club?
He shows his frustration with a subtle shake of his head.
They're putting up with it because you're winning, but that'll only go so far. You've been in this game long enough to know that losses happen and the tide can turn.
I know. A whole 12 years in the league and knocking on records it took others a lot longer to hit makes me a relic.
I don't hide the sarcasm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?